Thank you for calling customer care. My name is Brista. Can I have your zip code, please?
98105.
98105. What's your first and last name?
First name is Sharifa. Last name is Saba.
Repeat that one more time. I'm sorry.
First name is Sharifah. Last name is Sabah.
Thank you for that, ma'am. When was the order done?
I am looking at the order for, I don't remember what date was it. This one, it says Sharp Home Product for $59.95.
Well, I'm a customer service agent, ma'am, at a call center. We do have more than 300 companies with more than 300 lines, but I am not pulling any order under your name.
Just a second. So you want to know the date of the purchase? Is that what you mean?
By any chance, do you have an order number?
Just a second, I'm looking.
I'm only on my bank statement.
I see it on my bank statement. Just a second, let me see.
What are you seeing on your bank statement?
Yeah, it says Sharp Home Product for $59.95.
Are you calling on behalf of somebody else, ma'am?
No, for mine, I'm just for me.
Okay, you're saying that you have an order number. Where are you seeing the order number?
I don't have an order number. I'm seeing this statement from my bank statement. Let me go look at my bank statement right now.
Credit card statement.
Here. The date is March 26th. Is there any reference number? I don't know whether you need reference number is 0487. This is in California.
Mana reference number saya tu?
Here, reference number right there. Grocery.
Okay, another way that I could try to pull up an order, ma'am, will be with the card information, but that would I'll need the first six and last four numbers of card. If we are billing you, it will pull up that way because I'm not pulling no results. I'm sorry.
The last four numbers are 5595.
5595, and what are the first
five.
Six?
What?
I don't see the first six here on my statement.
Hold on a sec.
Let me see.
Hang ni ada je kan. Nak apa? Itu tak ada lah. Itu tak ada buat ini. Buatlah. Suka. Ya, so I kadang aku pening kepala je. Tengok hang punya statement. Lambat ni. Hai Allah.
I don't. I'm just trying to pull it out right now.
Okay.
Nombor yang tak terima. Tak ada.
We just put the last four. Okay.
Tak ada, hampir tak ada. Kadang-kadang dia
okay. Okay, the first number 4147.
41 4 7 4 7 3 4 2 0. That's all. Okay. I just need the first six.
Okay.
What's the shipping address, ma'am, for security purposes, please?
You mean my bank statement address?
Shipping address.
Omaha. Oh, it's 3861 45th Avenue Northeast. Yeah, so.
Okay, thank you. So I located the account for the Pure Smart Watch. An order was created on March 9th for $5.95. Do you recall that order?
No, but I never got anything. It was supposed to sit like $5.95, and how come this is $5.95, and I didn't get anything? So it was something like, you know, they sent it, oh, you know, can get something free, we just pay shipping, and then I didn't want to go. I decided not to go through, you know, not to, you know, I after seeing that they were asking me for more information, I just stopped. I did not go. I didn't plan to go through, and I didn't even get.
So you're saying that you didn't place the order for the first time. So you're saying it's fraud.
Yeah, this is like I said. What happened is that this is something that they come in or your email, you know. So you just pull that, and then it says, you know, oh, you just have to pay for $5.95 for the shipping, and then it was, you know, the cut. I decided to not to go. I didn't want to go for it.
Okay.
And I never, I didn't get it too. What did they send? They never sent anything to me either.
So you're saying that you didn't place the order, that you were looking through it, but you didn't place the order, correct? And you never received it. Okay.
Yes.
So you are saying it's fraud and you never placed the order.
Yeah, I did not. I started it, but after seeing that they wanted more, I just said, you know, I didn't complete the transaction.
The item shows it was even delivered to your address on March 16. I think you did complete the transaction, ma'am. I don't know if it was an error on the system where you were on your site. But when the order was done on March 9th, the item does show it was delivered to your address. That is what your postal service is advising us, that they deliver it to your address on March 16th.
No, we didn't get anything. And the amount that was supposed to be charging was $5.95, not the $59.95.
$5.95 for shipping and handling, because that's the actual item. You pay shipping and handling for the item to get sent out to you, and you're going to be in a 14-day trial period to call in and cancel. Your trial starts on March 19, and it will and your trial expired on March 23rd. On March 25th, we billed you the retail price of the item that you pay the shipping and handling because nobody gave us a call back in that 14-day trial period. That is the information that you had to accept when you placed the order. If you don't agree to the terms and policies in the order would have never been submitted, ma'am. So I don't know
but
if it was a system agent.
I first of all, it says that you didn't get this item for free. You only pay for shipping for $5.95.
It's free if the customer calls in their trial.
No. This is what like I saw it on my email, so, and I never got anything. I do not want to pay for this. Like, I don't even get that stuff too, you know?
Well, ma'am, as a customer courtesy, I can reship it out to you because it does show it was delivered to you on March 16th, and I can apply 35% credit of the charge that was done to the card.
I did not complete when they asking for more. Then I just stopped. I did not go through.
If you didn't complete the order, ma'am, but you had to enter your card information for us to bill you.
Yeah, like I said, but when you're asking for more, you know, trying to get more.
But you enter your card information. We haven't billed you more. We only billed you for that one set that you wanted. We didn't bill you for nothing else.
Okay, right now, I do not have the stuff, and I do not want it at all. What is that stupid email that they sent to us? I don't, I mean, it was supposed, this was supposed to be,
I'm advising you how it's free. It's free if the customer calls in their 14-day trial period. If the customer does not call in their trial, then they get billed the retail price of the item. The most that I could do, I can apply a 50% credit of the charge that was done and reship it out to you.
Well, like I said, I do not want that stuff. I do not.
The
want
item already
it.
Shows
it
was delivered, ma'am. I could provide you with a track.
I didn't even get it. That
is, I'm just providing you with what my system is showing me. My system shows that your postal service is advising us that they.
Excuse me. Who am I talking to? Am I talking to Amazon? Who am I talking to?
We're not Amazon, ma'am.
So I'm talking to those people. You are the people that you are Sharp Products with. Okay, I'm just going to call my bank. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Oh, ma'am, you filing a complaint?